Monday. Why Women Need Sex. Why sex is integral to a woman's life, what she wants most of all, and what stops her from wanting sex. I have a question for you men. I want you to visualize the answer in your mind, I told an audience of over 3,000 couples in the Midwest. How long is your wife's clitoris? There was deathly silence in the place. Now, if I would have asked about the penis, there would have been a lot of joking, nudging, and whispered exchanges about the length of that appendage from the male specimens in the room. But talk about female genitalia, and suddenly people get uncomfortable. I love silence, I said, and everyone laughed. I held my fingers up half an inch apart. Are you thinking of this number? There was a wave of nods across the auditorium. Actually, the answer is 9 inches. Disbelief scattered across the faces in the audience. Yep, the clitoris wraps right through a woman's body. It's why when the clitoris is stroked, her response can be so great. Lots of body parts are involved. So, gentlemen, when you touch her clitoris and bring her to orgasm, the clitoris isn't the only part of her body that's happy. That warm flush she feels spreads all throughout her body and makes her more eager in her lovemaking, and that pays extra benefits for both of you. The saying, happy wife, happy life, is completely true. If you want a happy life, including a wow sex life, you'll take lots of time for foreplay. But foreplay to men and foreplay to women often have very different meanings. For example, in my home, I've learned that foreplay means cleaning the kitchen. Not only do you clean the kitchen, but you also wipe off the countertops. That's part of the deal. And check this out. You also have to put the toaster away. As a man, I have to ask the question, why put the toaster away when you're going to use it in less than 23 hours? But as one smart person said, if mama's happy, the whole family's happy. That's the truth. Over the years, I've learned that part of being a good mate is knowing the quirks of your spouse and flowing right along with them. My role isn't to argue the thesis of putting the toaster away. It's simply to put the toaster away because it's important to my wife. Sandy is a firstborn, and order and neatness are very important to her. If they're important to my wife, they need to be important to me, so I dutifully put the toaster away. Why sex is integral to a woman's life. A lot of couples who come to me for counseling are stuck in a rut. He's not romantic enough, the wife says, so I don't initiate sex. I can't think romantically if I don't get enough sex, he says. The only antidote to that dilemma is putting each other first. Then even a dull or nearly dead marriage can be revitalized and more passionate and exciting than you can ever imagine. Sex is integral to a woman's life. She just may not realize it yet. A lot of women have shared with me the very bad advice their moms gave them on their wedding day. Just lie back and let him enjoy himself. Sex is something guys need, so you have to learn to put up with it. What a terrible view of the most intimate experience that God created between a man and woman committed to each other for a lifetime. If you grew up with that view of sex, no wonder you'd rather do the dishes than enjoy your husband's attentions when he's in the mood. Fulfilling sex isn't about going through the motions only because it's something guys need. Sex for a man who doesn't see his wife sexually fulfilled is like a woman trying to talk to her husband when he's reading the newspaper. She craves conversation and tries to engage him. But his non-response or grunts at best don't satisfy her need for interaction. Choosing to marry means you also choose to put your partner first before your own needs. Sex is as important to a man as affection and emotional closeness are to a woman. Most women say, "Yeah, I get that. Sex will never be that important to me. I really would rather cuddle." But that's exactly why it's important to put your partner first. Do you want a man who will stay with you for a lifetime? Who will actively engage with you and your family? Who will listen to you as you talk about things that are important to you? Who will care about what you care about?